Hello there, and welcome to a new week of Following the Truth. It is the fifth week of Lent. Wow. My name is Gary Zimek. Thanks again for stopping by. Today we're going to look at the gospel from today's Daily Mass, March the 18th. And I call this program, Neither Do I Condemn You. These are the words of Jesus that you will hear in the gospel. And I think it's such a powerful message. Oftentimes, this is a familiar story you're going to hear today. And oftentimes, this gets interpreted in a variety of different ways. Some of the ways, quite honestly, they're not correct. And if you look at the entire gospel and the message, what Jesus said, very closely, there's a concrete message that comes through here. So why don't we look right at it now? Again, this is John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and he taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Well, Jesus bent down and he began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and he said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground, and in response they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. And Jesus straightened up, and he said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." Again, this particular gospel passage gets interpreted in so many different ways. And oftentimes, to be honest with you, there's a lack of love in the way this gets interpreted. And you just hear some people will look at this and say, "You see, Jesus did say, don't sin anymore," which he did. But we don't want to miss the important part that happens before that. Jesus loves this woman. Jesus is kind to this woman. Jesus said, "I do not condemn you." There's an implied forgiveness here. Jesus knew what she did. He never said she didn't do anything wrong. He just said, "I don't condemn you." So we don't want to look at this and say either, "You see, Jesus doesn't judge anybody. Jesus didn't think she did anything wrong." Or we don't want to look at it and say, "Jesus knew that what she did was wrong, and therefore we condemn people who don't understand that they shouldn't sin anymore." You see, we got two opposite ends of the spectrum here. We got to be careful that we don't fall into either one of those lines of thinking. What Jesus is doing here is being compassionate. He has compassion and mercy on us sinners, you and me. Let's put the woman aside for right now. And there's always that mercy awaiting us in the confessional. We shouldn't forget that. Obviously, there is a command to sin no more, to avoid committing sins. And we're going to mess up at times, but that's why the sacrament of confession is so wonderful. When we look at the people condemning or trying to set Jesus up, they didn't have good intentions here. They were trying to trip him up. The leaders, the Jewish leaders who were trying to condemn him. They wanted to set him up here. We don't know what he wrote in the ground. Some speculate that he wrote the sins of those who were in attendance. And they walked away one by one. We can't judge anybody's motives. We can't. We can look at an action and say, yes, this is an immoral action. But we can't judge what's in their hearts. We can't. We can't do it. Let's pray for all of us that God will have mercy on us. And that he'll have mercy on those who really might be in danger of losing their salvation one day. God bless. Talk to you next time.